The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, despite attempts by people on the left to change that, it still is. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, coast to coast on more than 100 excellent patriotic radio stations and streaming live at toddstarnes.com. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein from Starnes Media Affiliate, News Talk 1540 KXEL, the 50,000-watt blowtorch in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, scorching the middle part of this country with accurate news and reasonable views, and it's my privilege to be sitting here to talk to Starnes Nation again today. It is always good to connect with you folks. This is something I never take for granted, and I'm so appreciative when Todd sends the email and says, hey, could you fill in? Everything's great. He just needed a day off today. And gosh knows, if anybody deserves it, it's a guy who has a best-selling book, a hugely popular radio show and podcast, and is the target of so many on the left side because they don't want him speaking the truth. So Todd is just fine. He emailed me a couple of days ago and said, I'd like to take Friday off. Can you fill in? And again, my privilege to do so. Let's have this national conversation by using the same phone number you usually dial. It's 844-747-8868. I'll say that again, 844-747-8868. The show is streaming live at toddstarnes.com. The live blog is there as well. You can follow Todd on the Twitter machine, at Todd Starnes. You can follow me on Twitter and Gitter and Parler and Instagram, at Iowa Politics, I-O-W-A Politics, at Iowa Politics. So is Kabul going to be Joe Biden's fall of Saigon? Now, before some of you trolls who watch what we say on these programs and then fire things out on the internet start claiming that this is some vast right-wing conspiracy to say such a thing, how dare those people say that Afghanistan is like Saigon? I am not the one making the claim. The Washington Post did today. David Ignatius said, quoting now, for President Biden, who had hoped for an orderly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the chaos in Kabul carries echoes of the fall of Saigon in 1975, precisely the image he wanted to avoid. That is the Washington Post. Politico, no friend of Donald Trump, no friend of the right generally, started a segment in their e-newsletter this morning by calling it Biden's Fall of Saigon. So don't think that this is now something that is being politicized, because you can see it with your own eyes. Those of us of a certain age remember it in real time. I was a teenager, but I remember it in real time. Anybody with any sense of history knows what happened when the U.S. left Saigon. When they all of a sudden start mustering up troops to evacuate an embassy, it's not good. The Pentagon, by the way, has called a news briefing for 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock in the Central Time Zone where I'm at and where the Team Todd Starnes home base is at KWAM Radio in Memphis. We'll monitor that for you. But the Pentagon is going to have a news briefing. coming up in a couple of hours. No doubt on this topic, what else are people talking about? Now, there are some on the right, I've noticed, on the Twitter machine, and if it's on Twitter, it must be true, who have said that all the attention being paid to Afghanistan and the Taliban systematically taking over city after city, region after region, district after district, that the attention being paid by the mainstream media is a deflection. In other words, look over here, shiny object over here. Don't pay attention to these vote audits. Don't pay attention to the fact that they are trying to take over the country with mask and vaccination mandates that are simply subterfuges for power control. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time, so I think we can process all of it. We need to know all of it. Because if, for optics really only, this president said we've got to pull out of there much more quickly, we got to be done by the September 11th, I cannot have that anniversary come around and have troops in Afghanistan. If that decision was made for public relations purposes, and this is the outcome, that tells you an awful lot about our government, sadly. It was less than a month ago that Joe Biden, when asked, said he thought the chance of the Taliban taking over areas of Afghanistan after the U.S. military left, the chance of that happening was very, very slim. That's not going to happen, he whispered. Was he flat out wrong? Was he flat out lying? That's an important distinction. I understand power-hungry leaders who simply double down on everything. I wasn't wrong, and I'm going to keep saying I wasn't wrong, because then somebody will believe that I wasn't wrong. If the decision was made purely for optics, purely for public relations, shame on them. Shame on them for not caring about all of the American lives lost over the past two decades of the conflict. If, in fact, they reasonably believed that there would not be a problem, then shame on them for having bad intelligence and not understanding the situation. Either way, this is something that it would be nice, it would be necessary in a representative democracy, in a republic, it would be more than nice, it would be necessary to find out. Because either it is another example of this administration using a crisis for their own political purposes, saying what they want you to believe, knowing that their accomplices in the formerly mainstream media will just go along, or they're that incompetent to think that this was a good idea. And neither of those options is good. If you go to toddstarnes.com right now, you will see a post, and it looks like it was posted by the guy who's supposed to be taking the day off. In any case, Kabul is Biden Saigon. That's the new post at toddstarnes.com. But as I said, I saw this earlier today in the Politico newsletter, where they quoted the Washington Post, where they themselves termed it Biden's fall of Saigon. And I thought, that's not a good sign. When those who have done nothing for many months, 2 years really, but prop you up, when they start bailing on you, that's not a good thing. Even Joe Biden would probably recognize that that's not a good thing. And it's certainly not a good thing for America. Deception is one thing, but if it's incompetence, what did I see? Was it $88 billion spent to train the Afghan military over this past two decades so they could stand on their own? You'd like to think that we would have done a good enough job in training that these cities wouldn't have fallen in, let me check my watch, 10 minutes. Now, this is not a criticism of those who enlisted and wear the uniform. It is a criticism of management on a political basis from Washington. I'm simply saying if we can't understand the situation, and look, Russia didn't have very good luck with Afghanistan. We certainly didn't have the outcome that we thought. So now what, China's going to take a stab at it? Geez, maybe they should, and then it could take them down a peg on the world stage. But something tells me, based on their actions, between stomping into Taiwan and stomping the rest of the world with the Wuhan virus, they're not going to care about the niceties of it all. It does bring the administration of our military under the microscope. Did you not know what you were doing? Did you give good advice for a commander-in-chief who then ignored it or was told to ignore it by those who are actually running things? Are you so worried about being woke? Are you so worried about understanding other people's rage that you can't do your basic job anymore? These are things that cut to the very heart of what a national government is to do: protect its people. You can say that Afghanistan is half a world away. We never should have gotten into it. It's all Bush's fault. Trump made it worse. I mean, that's usually the mantra, right? If you can't blame Bush, blame Trump. If you can blame both of them, well, talk about Yahtzee triple word score, right? But if there is any crack in the foundation of our military in terms of intelligence, or in terms of how the administration of it adversely affects our very brave men and women who are actually on the front lines every day, all of that becomes a great cause for concern. Is this a helicopter rising out of Saigon? There are a lot of similarities. A lot of similarities. And the Pentagon is going to give a briefing just after 2 o'clock Eastern, from what we're told. And we'll monitor that and let you know how they're going to account for some of this or what's being done at this point. 844-747-8868. It is a free call from anywhere you're listening. 844-747-8868. I would love to start the conversation with you after we take this short break. Come on back. I'm Jeff Stein. Proud to fill in for our patriotic friend Todd Starnes, who's simply taking a day off, and boy, does he deserve it. Thanks for being here. JS in for TS, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. Pick up the phone. Join the conversation. 844-747-8868. Special shout out to our friends listening on the Nevada Talk Network today. It's morning on Friday for you folks. Thanks so much for being along for the ride. Thanks also to Janice from New Orleans who called in on that phone number. Janice, thanks for joining the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein here. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Stein. I'm doing the best that I can.
Well, talk to me.
Well, I wanted to say something here that I feel is very important.
Okay.
People, first of all, are talking about, you know, okay, the vaccine. And the vaccine is experimental, and it's this and that, and they're criticizing it. Mm-hmm. But when Donald J. Trump was in office, and he wanted this vaccine rushed because he felt we needed it, and who knows, without it, maybe more people would be dead. But, I mean, he was Mr. Warp Speed. And now everybody's, you know, a lot of people, you know, are criticizing it. Now, in my state alone, I just saw this the other day, in New Orleans schools, which have only been open for a week, 116 children have active, it says active cases of COVID, and 638 are in quarantine. Now, in Texas, no, it wasn't in Texas, it was in Tennessee, in Children's Hospital, a five-year-old boy died. A three-month-old child was on a ventilator in some state. An 11-month-old with COVID had to go 150 miles to a hospital as Houston hospital beds were all taken. A six-year-old gave COVID in Missouri to her mother. An eight-year-old girl has it and was on my local TV station the other night with her mom. A nine-year-old girl has it, and the mother was begging for people to get the vaccines and putting pictures of her daughter on a ventilator up on the internet. This is a very serious thing, people. We have freedom. We all know that. You don't get behind the wheel of a car drunk, do you? Not supposed to. With freedom comes responsibility. It's not just my body, my choice. Yes, women say that when they want to get an abortion. But what's happening here right now is affecting each and every one of us. And if you, you know, people complain, oh, we're going to have lockdowns. Oh, I can't go in this restaurant without showing my vaccination card. Yeah, that's how it's going to be. That's how it is in my state right now. The mayor is setting it up again where you know, you can't go in restaurants and such, you know, unless you're masked up. Or you show your proof of vaccination. And the people are doing this to themselves. Because if we did the right thing in the first place, maybe all this wouldn't be happening. You want COVID to go away? Or do you want it to stay? How long would you like to keep it? I know I'm not having a good time. I want this thing to go away. I really, really do. So we're all going to have to join together as a country and have respect for our fellow man and think about our fellow man and stop thinking about, oh, you know, this, I'm a Republican, I'm going to buck the system. Oh, all those, look what Biden's doing. He's sending all these illegals over the border. Okay, yes, he is. And I'm not down with that. I wouldn't be down with that if there was no pandemic. But yeah. The fact is, I and you don't have any control over that. All we can do is protect ourselves and our families and our children as best we can. And I am begging you and pleading you to please take heed and think about what I've said.
Thank you, Janice, so much for calling in from New Orleans. That's a very thoughtful call. And we have just about a minute or so before we have our bottom of the hour break. So again, Janice, thank you so much for calling in. Let me respond to a couple of things because I don't know that I disagree fully or really very much at all with what she said. With rights, that's freedom, correct? With rights comes responsibilities. You have to be a good citizen. And so you have to act in accordance with what is good societally. That's as a broad statement. But here's where the problem comes in. The problem comes in when you, who have freedom and have rights, you cannot exercise your responsibility accurately because everybody is politicizing this. Remember, the people who are in the White House now said they wouldn't take a vaccine if Donald Trump had anything to do with it, and now they wonder why they're having a hard time getting people to take a vaccine. Here's where I totally agree with Janice. It's a medical decision. Make the right choice. Be informed. Make the right choice. And then come on back after this short break. I'm Jeff Stein, and this is The Todd Starnes Show.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast, and at ToddStarnes.com. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, who had a pre-planned vacation day today. Join the conversation, would you please? 844-747-8868. That's the number Dino used, calling in from Chattanooga, listening on Nuga Radio. Dina, thanks, Dino, thanks for joining the Todd Starnes Show. How are you today?
Good, good. Hey, Jeff, I just want to compliment you. It's a tough job to try to not so much, let's say, fill, you know, the footsteps you're trying to do today. But you do a heck of a job. I've listened to you before, and I just want to tell you, you're first class, very knowledgeable, and just a really professional, and I appreciate that.
You're very kind. Thank you.
I'm very upset with the Biden administration, of course. And now they've left tons of military gear that the people are going to use against their own people. And this is just another stab that Biden's put into the heart of America. And I don't know how we're going to take our country back, but I just think it's deplorable and just terrible what these Democrats are doing. What do you think?
Well, I completely agree. You've made such an excellent point, Dino. Far better one than the one you made about my quality. No, seriously, you made a great point about we're leaving this area and we're leaving our stuff behind. We're leaving the implements of destruction they can use against their own people. We're leaving things that they can then sell to people who would do us harm. There's
right,
all sorts of proprietary
that.
Information in that equipment, right?
Oh, my God. Russia, Korea, the Chinese. I mean, it's just not enough people listen to individuals like you and Todd and Sean. And it's just, we're losing our country. You know, they're having first graders talking about all this GYBT, XYZ, ABC. And, you know, remember this, and I'll let you go because someone else might want to call. It's Mom and Dad, not Tom and Brad. God bless you, sir. Have a great day.
Dino, thank you so much. And you enjoy your weekend there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you so much. That's very kind. 844-747-8868. Just to be clear, I'm not related to Dino. I did not pay him to say that, but I'm definitely going to pull the audio later and use it when I go into my boss's office for any annual salary review. 844-747-8868. It's not going to help. We know that, right? Okay, it's not going to help at all. By the way, if you're looking to make a little extra money, and who's not these days? Right? I mean, the consumer price index and the rate of inflation is something like 5% now, if I'm not mistaken. That's huge. Here's just a little exercise I want you to do. Raise your hand if you got a 5% pay raise this year, go ahead. I'm waiting. Anybody, anybody, write. Did you get a 5% pay raise this year? No, you did not. What about those of you who are living off of investments or savings, or you're on a fixed income? Called fixed for a reason. Anybody get a 5% raise since the beginning of the year? Didn't think so. So this is the insidious thing about what these people in Washington claim. They're here for the people. Let's get rid of these rich people. They're terrible. We're here to help you. I went to the grocery store last night. I did not think I got that much. And when I looked at the grocery list, it really wasn't that much. It was $150. I'm used to 80, 85, you know, here's your $100, and I kind of grimace. It was $150, and I was not getting A, that much, or B, anything fancy. You know, there was no alcohol in the cart. That adds up quickly. It's just stuff. It didn't even fill the trunk of the car, $150. And I thought, thank you, President Biden. Then I went down to where I would get gas for my car, and it's now $3.05 a gallon. Now, you might be listening. I don't know where you are. You might say, I would love to have $3.05. What's he complaining about? Well, he's complaining because it used to be, not quite, but close to a dollar less than that, not that long ago. You know, way back when we were an energy-independent nation. You remember those days? Boy, those were good old days last year. So I didn't get a 5% raise. I'm going to take Dino with me the next time and we'll see. But I didn't get a 5% raise. I'm paying more for gas to get to work. I'm paying more at the grocery store. I go to that big chain store that's based in Bentonville, Arkansas. I think you can figure out where I'm going with that. I'm paying more there. I'm paying more for everything. So how is that helping the quote-unquote working class? Did their wages go up? Not yet, and not even in contracts where we're going to reward people who have union employees, like they just snuck through on that supposedly bipartisan infrastructure bill. So your wages didn't go up, my wages didn't go up, but all the prices are going up. Who's that really hurting? Now, by the way, I don't have a problem with paying people good wages. That's called the market. We have, now I'm going to have to look over here because I wrote this down because I wanted to be accurate. We have 10.1 million unfilled jobs in this country right now. 10.1 million unfilled jobs. We have 9 million unemployed. Now, on paper, you'd say, well, you got 9 million unemployed. You got 10.1 million jobs to be filled. There, problem solved. Well, it's not that easy for a couple of reasons. One, many of those jobs that are not filled require a certain amount of training. I keep looking over because if I get a text from my boss that says, turn off the microphone and walk out the door, because, you know, that can happen. I couldn't just go out and be a welder. I don't have that training. So there are a lot of skilled trade jobs that pay a good chunk of change, and we either don't have people around that area with the proper skills. That's basically what it is. So that's a factor. We may have jobs in places where the people who are qualified are in other places. We also have a lot of those unfilled jobs are ones that, frankly, we don't want to do. You like to eat, but you don't like to work in a food processing plant. Totally get it, but that's why we have this disconnect. The theory normally is, and I see this a lot as I'm just driving down in a state with one of the lowest unemployment rates in the entire country. $16 an hour. To work at a fast food place, $15 an hour at a convenience store, and oh, by the way, we'll give you a signing bonus equal to a week's pay. This is unheard of, right? They have to close swimming pools early this summer because they don't have enough lifeguards, because teenagers, college students, whatever, there aren't enough of them who will work for the wage, even after they've increased the wages. We have a problem with then people. Beyond that, we're paying them too much to not work. I can tell you again, where I'm living and in a few other states that I looked up on here, when the government was giving that extra spiff for unemployment, those states that took it saw their unemployment rates go up. Once states refused that extra spiff of a few hundred dollars a week, what happened? Well, gosh, people had to go back to work. Why? It wasn't as lucrative to sit on your keister. That's a technical phrase. Look it up. Keister. So when we provide incentive to people to not work, we should not be surprised that we have a shortage of workers. Then you got to pay workers more, and what happens then? Prices go up at the store because you got to pay the workers. Now, normally that's the market force. You want to pay a good person to stay, you pay them good money, but you may have to charge more. I don't have any problem if that's a market force. I have a problem when it's the government incentivizing reliance on the government. And that's what we have had go on. And now we have all these people who are used to not working and getting paid. They're just going to wait until the last minute before they have to go back to work. In one respect, you can't blame them, except, you know, it sucks the life out of your soul to just sit around all day and get a government check, I think. But I understand it from a dollars and cents standpoint. So here's what I started to say. If you're looking for work, you should go into the fake ID business. This used to be a big thing on college campuses. I never got one because I was in a state where 19 was the drinking age at that time, and I turned 19 a few months after going to college, so it was no big deal. I didn't need a fake ID. But once the drinking age moved up to 21 universally across the country because the federal government made that a condition of highway funds, unless you make your drinking age 21, we're not going to give you highway funds, and all the state legislatures just fell in line because of federal control. You see a pattern here, and it's been going on a long time. Well, in any case, kids at colleges would want fake IDs so they could get into the bar. Well, this is not the fake ID I'm talking about, though, but it is for college campuses. As more and more of these colleges require vaccination, there is now a cottage industry springing up for fake vaccination cards. I'm not kidding. Can you imagine this in the back alleys? Here's your photo ID so you can get in the bar. Well, that doesn't look like me. That'll be fine. Probably even easier. I mean, I've seen what these vaccination cards look like. It's probably even easier to falsify those. So this is now the thing. When you go to college, you don't want a fake ID to get into a bar. If you don't want to get the jab, but you still want to go get a college education, and you happen to be at one of those institutions of higher learning with one of those rules, you're just going to bring in a fake vaccination card. So any of you who are good at this, well, now that might be an industry for you. I know, I just encouraged illegal activity. It was satire. Trolls on the left, I was kidding. But that's what we have come to, in all seriousness. We've come to the point where we need to have these falsified cards. Is that the society in which we want to live? Now, with regard to Janice's call before the bottom of the hour, we have rights and responsibilities. It's your responsibility to not cause harm to another person. But one size does not fit all for medical care and medical decisions. And this should be a medical decision if it's done right. 844-747-8868 is the number. Please join the conversation. We'll get to your calls after this break. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for joining us on the Todd Starnes Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. 844-747-8868 is the number to call. One of the reasons I think people, with regard to COVID, are having a hard time with determining whether they should get the jab, not get the jab, etc., is because they don't trust the numbers and the information from the federal government. You and I have talked about this before when Todd has been gracious enough to let me have the microphone for the day. There have been so many changes in policy that don't seem to be connected to data. For example, what's the name of the publication once again? It's in Texas. I can't even remember now. But Texas Tribune. It's right there in front of me. All right, Texas Tribune. They printed a story that said, and the number I'm going to give you is the wrong number, so don't misunderstand what I'm about to say. Their story said 5,800 children had been hospitalized in Texas with COVID in a seven-day period. 5,800 in a seven-day period. That was their story. Then they had to publish a correction. A correction that said, you know, it really wasn't 5,800 in 1 week. It was actually 783 in 6 weeks. That's a heck of a difference. I understand math errors, but that is more than a math error. I'm not going to say they planted that number on purpose. What I am going to say is, someone saw that number, it fit their narrative, boom. No challenge, no questions asked. If you were told 5,800 children in your state in a week were hospitalized all with COVID, wouldn't you say, wait, 5,800 a week? How many might that be in a month? And pretty soon you see the numbers just don't make sense. That's because they were false numbers. 783 in 6 weeks. Now, is that a good thing? Well, no, it's not good that any children are hospitalized with this. But the point is, until we can trust the data that is supposedly feeding the advice, how can you make a good decision? It becomes a pox on all your houses. I saw a statistic the other day, the cohort of individuals least vaccinated are those who hold PhDs. I don't have one. I have a Juris Doctor law degree. So we always thought PhD was piled higher and deeper. But I digress. The people who have the most college education, notice I didn't say the smartest. There's quite a difference. The people with the highest level degree as a cohort are the least vaccinated. Huh. What about that? And then, of course, you've got the false narratives that keep being repeated. I had a guest on my show in Iowa this morning who was in New York. And by the way, if I seem a little fired up, I've already done 2 hours of radio. You're hitting me at peak stride here in hour number one of the Todd Starn Show. I don't know what's going to be left by the end, in any case. And he parroted the false narrative about the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally out in South Dakota. It's a tremendous event. And he said, well, you know, that motorcycle rally was a super spreader event last year, and it's bound to be again this year. No, it was not, and no, it will not be. Last year, they had 500,000 people, 638 cases of COVID afterwards. That is less than 0.1%. No, not a percent.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our 3 favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Less than 0.1%. That was the infection rate. But it was deemed in the popular media a super spreader because it was those unsophisticated red state motorcycle riders. Folks, get good information. Trust but verify. And stay tuned as always. ToddStarns.com, the Todd Starns radio program. This is where you get information, where you can talk to your neighbors. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being with us for this hour of the Todd Starn Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's it.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to another hour of the Todd Starn Show, coast to coast on more than 100 outstanding radio stations, and as always, streaming live at ToddStarns.com. You can also download the free KWAM radio app and listen to the program as well. 844-747-8868 is the number. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today. From News Talk 1540, KXEL in the heart of Iowa, Todd taking a vacation day pre-planned, enjoying himself today, catching up on some things. We're glad for that. I'm glad for the opportunity to fill in. Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, we'll speak with Tennessee U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischman, but it's Congressman Hour on the program, and joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Representative Barry Loudermilk. Representative Loudermilk is from the 11th District of the great state of Georgia. Congressman Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jeff. It's good to be with you.
Last hour, oh, it's great to have you. Last hour, I was talking a bit about the federal unemployment subsidy, because in my state of Iowa, we saw very clearly that when we took that subsidy and added it to the weekly checks, we had a hard time finding workers, and when we took that subsidy away, what do you know? People came back to work. That mystifies those on the left, though, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, they don't understand basic human psyche. They don't understand basic economics. If you're going to pay somebody to do nothing, you don't even have to pay them as much as they were making working. You just got to pay them something close to it, and they're going to choose not to work. I mean, and this is exactly what's happening. As people are choosing, look, as long as the government's going to pay me to stay at home, I don't have to get up, I don't have to spend the gas going to work, I can live comfortably as long as that subsidy continues. I'm just going to do that. And that has created massive amounts of crises in our nation, from supply chain crises to people having to wait longer in restaurants, prices going up. And it's because we have 9 million jobs and we have more than that many people on unemployment.
It's really staggering when you put those numbers next to one another, and we did that a bit last hour as well. We have more jobs than we have unemployed, and yet we can't make it work. How much of that issue do you think is attributed to this pay people not to work thing, as opposed to, for example, workers who are skilled, but they're not in the area where the jobs are? I mean, how much of this is attributable to this payout?
Very little is attributable to not having the right job available. The majority of it, I would say 80% of it, is because people are being paid to stay at home and not go to work. Look, even maybe I just grew up in a different time era. It was like your responsibility was to bring an income in for yourself and your family. It may not be the perfect job, but it's your responsibility as an individual to be the breadwinner, to be a productive member of society. You take a job that's available. It may not be your perfect job, but one of the things that we've seen from some of the information we're getting back as to why people aren't working, only about 40% of them are saying, well, it's simply because of the subsidy is why I'm not going back to work. But the other reasons is, well, I haven't found the job I exactly want, or I actually want to shift into another skill set and take another job, so I'm going to stay on unemployment until I finally get that skill set. Others are saying, I want to work from home, and none of those jobs allow me to work from home. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. There are jobs available. It's your responsibility to go take those jobs, because what they're doing, Jeff, is they're living off the backs of the people who are getting up and going to work in the mornings. They're having to pay for these people to stay at home and be idle.
Well,
it's
and
their
what
responsibility
about
as American citizens to be back at work.
Now, you're right, Congressman. I'm sorry for jumping in. But what about the concept of work is inherently good for the soul? You feel better when you make your own way. But obviously, that doesn't fit the Democrat narrative.
It doesn't. And they have other political agendas. Look, everything has a political agenda to them right now. And part of this is they see it as a way to get a de facto minimum wage increase, right? Because what they see is, well, all of these companies who are very desperate for these workers, they're going to have to raise their wage to get them to entice these workers off of this unemployment. And so they've seen that as a way of getting a political gain that they weren't able to do legislatively. But here's something that I don't think they're looking at. Along with their defund the police rhetoric that they have been pushing, we've seen a significant increase in crime. We've seen police begin to leave forces in like the city of Atlanta and other cities that the leadership is not backing the police officers. With these 9 million jobs available, I can imagine a lot of these police officers are looking at, you know what, I can go drive a truck, because there's truck drivers that are needed right now. And I can make more money driving a truck and not putting my life on the line every day. And it'd be better for me and my family. I think you're going to see some people in some critical skill sets. Look at what's going on in the U.S. government right now with the mandate that you must get vaccinated. I think good people are going to leave the government service to go take one of these private sector jobs that aren't requiring all this. And I think this is something that's going to backfire on the Democrats.
Congressman Barry Loudermilk of Georgia's 11th District joining us live on the Todd Stern Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Friday. All right, so if we want to stop this unemployment subsidy, I guess some of us could just complain about it, or somebody like you could take action, and that's just what you're doing, correct?
I did. Back in May, after we had a short break of a week or so, I actually integrated even more so than I do in the community. I went and literally worked side by side with some people They didn't know what I did for a living. I just wanted to kind of get a feel for what they were seeing, what they were hearing, what the business owners were seeing. And everyone, even to the laborers in these construction businesses, were seeing that the problem is that their businesses couldn't compete with the government, who were paying people to stay at home and be idle. That was across the board, whether it was a factory worker I talked to, whether it was a construction worker or a business owner. They all understood that it was the government was the problem. So I went back to Washington and I filed legislation to immediately end the federal subsidy of unemployment that has been just continued on since last year. It hasn't gone anywhere, but right after that, we saw several state governors decide they're just not going to take the money from the federal government. And so we now have 25 states, as you have mentioned earlier, that have just said, no, we're not going to take the subsidy. And we're actually seeing the economies in those states improve even more than it has before. Their unemployment rates are going down. People are having to go back to work. And so that is working. And the positive thing about this, and you can kind of see this happening in other areas, I think it's pushing us back into federalism, to where the states are just saying, you know what, we're tired of the federal government dictating everything we do. We don't need their money. We don't need their help. We're going to run our states the way that we see fit to run our states. Governor Kemp's doing it. Governor DeSantis, Governor Noem, you're seeing that grow across the country. I think that's very healthy for us.
I'm proud to be in a state that got rid of that federal subsidy for unemployment. And just as you noted, guess what? Unemployment went down even further. Shocking to some of us. You mentioned crime a minute ago, and I have been very concerned about this because I see it in the community that I work in, where attacks against the police force, verbal attacks, defund the police, you're racist, you're horrible, et cetera, as those mount, good people are saying, you know, my life's too short to put up with this aggravation. Your excellent example. I'll go drive a truck. I can make more money, and I know I'll come home tonight. That sort of thing. That's only feeding into the crime problem that you're seeing in your state of Georgia and the rest of the country.
It is exactly right. We've seen a significant increase in crime, especially in the city of Atlanta. You're looking at 300 shootings since the start of this year, which is up 45% from last year. Homicides are up by 63%. And a lot of that stems from what we saw last year with the defund the police. The police are the bad guys. And more so, the leadership of these cities themselves seeing their police force as the enemy and not having their backs. You specifically saw that here in Atlanta. And we had massive resignations from the Atlanta Police Department. Some of them went and moved to other police departments in metro Atlanta. But it's a feeling by law enforcement that in these cities that when they do have to defend themselves or defend someone else, that their leadership is not going to have their back. They're going to be a political scapegoat. And that has empowered the people who want to do bad things. And we're seeing it in Atlanta, in the Buckhead area, which the northern part of Atlanta said, look, we've had enough of this. We'll be our own city and get our own police force.
I just love that ingenuity. I mean, and I understand we can't have anarchy, but frankly, from what I see when I hear people from Buckhead as they talk about this topic, you already have the anarchy. So this is an attempt to actually have good civil order.
Right, and the state of Georgia has a system and process to where if you want to create your own city, there's a legislative way to do it. They're doing it. They're filing it. When the legislature goes back in session in January, they'll be working toward becoming their own city, basically seceding from the city of Atlanta, which I encourage them to do. I think it's a great thing. When the city of Atlanta is not representing the people of that district the way that they should be, they want to be, they're not getting the protection that they deserve from their police department, create your own city. Take things into your own hands. That's what being America is about. It's about individual responsibility. And the way that we fix this nation is quit looking for Washington, D.C. to fix our problems. And let's use this ingenuity that we have as Americans, this exceptionalism, and fix them ourselves. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Congressman, I've appreciated the conversation greatly. Thanks for taking time to be on Todd's show, and have an excellent weekend, sir.
All right. Thank you. You as well.
Congressman Barry Loudermilk of the 11th Congressional District of Georgia, joining us live on the Todd Starnes radio program. And I tell you, it's just common sense in so many ways. Unless, of course, your goal is a fundamental transformation of the nation. I'm just down to no other conclusion than that. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. And also, we'll share with you, those pesky open microphones can get people into trouble because heaven knows sometimes they tell the truth into them. Not what they want us to hear. They might actually tell the truth. Why don't you dial in and join the conversation, please? 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being with us on the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
How many times did I play that record as a disc jockey in the early 1980s? Probably about as many times as we have illegal immigrants coming over the border, which shows you how popular that song was. I played it an awful lot. Jeff Stein here, filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. 844-747-8868 is the number to call. Our thanks to Congressman Barry Loudermilk for joining us in the previous segment. Congressman Chuck Fleischman of Tennessee joins us just after the bottom of the hour. And as always, if you miss an interview or if you just want to hear it again at a time convenient to you or point somebody in the right direction, you know, maybe they missed it and you want to refer them to it, go to toddstarnes.com and click on the podcast section. And it's part of the Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe. It's, again, as they say, however you find podcasts these days. Or as my friend Wyatt Cox says, wherever good podcasts are served. And you can get caught up anytime you like. Again, toddstarnes.com for news and information and also the link for the podcast. All right, so we were talking in the last segment about a number of good topics, and that includes immigration. And I said, heaven forbid, sometimes you say things and people actually hold you accountable to it. Now, if I have this correct, and we'll go to the audio in a moment, but my understanding is, and I believe this comes from Fox News, a reporter by the name of Bill Malugan, who is now a national correspondent for Fox. I think he was with Fox in L.A. and has just really done some tremendous reporting on the border. He got audio from a Border Patrol source of the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Mayorkas met privately with Border Patrol agents in Texas. Somebody recorded the conversation and shared it. And here's what he said.
This is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options.
Now, again, that's hard to understand a bit because of the fact that it was probably somebody pulling out their cell phone and just recording it privately. But here's what he said, and you just heard it, but here's what he said. This is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. He's talking about illegals coming over into this country, or let me phrase it a little more gently, human beings who are committing a criminal act by coming into this country without benefit of following the law. This is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. And then he says, we're looking at the policy options. The policy options. How about build a wall? That's a policy option. Didn't like that one, did you? Oh, okay. How about stop them and turn them back? Guess that's not an option either. Much more an option, apparently, to let people come in without masks, without testing, and escort them into the heart of the country. The definition of super spreader is what's happening at the Mexico-United States border. It is not a motorcycle rally in South Dakota. It is not a state fair in Iowa. It is not a Major League Baseball game. Those are not super spreader events. Because if a sophisticated vaccinated group under a tent in Martha's Vineyard isn't a super spreader, certainly none of those other events are. Is it truly, I mean, you have to sit back sometimes. Is it truly the position of this nation that if you're coming into this country on a plane from somewhere else, then you've got to show papers justifying vaccination? If you're coming in the right way above board and legally, but you want to come spilling over the southern border into Texas, not only are we not going to ask, we're not going to check, we're going to file lawsuits against the governor of Texas who might want to try to stop some of this infiltration, and we'll put you up at a nice hotel. Hey, how'd you like to live in Tennessee? We'll fly a bunch of you there. Iowa? Sure, it's lovely this time of year. Let's bring you there. That is the criminal action, far more than even people coming across the border. We'll see what Congressman Chuck Fleischman thinks about that after the break, and we'll see what you think about it yet this half hour as well. 844-747-8868. Thanks for being along for the ride on this Friday. I'm Jeff Stein, in for Todd, who's just taking a day off today, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. 844-747-8868 is the number. We'll get to your calls in the next segment. But joining us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Chuck Fleischman, representing the 3rd District of Tennessee. Congressman Jeff Stein in for Todd. Good to talk to you again, sir. How are you?
I'm in a place I've never been before, so very good. All right, I'm ready when you are, sir.
Sir, all you're right. Connected to the line.
Hello.
Hello, Congressman. You're live on the radio. This is Jeff Stein. How are you?
Jeff, I am great, other than a little bit of pre-Chattanooga traffic. I've driven from Nashville to Chattanooga. We're having some traffic issues, but it's a great day. Other than that, always good to be with you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoyed our conversation last time I was filling in for Todd. So just before the break, we played the audio of the Homeland Security Secretary speaking with Border Patrol agents and basically admitting what the rest of us all know about how things are unsustainable, and they're going to look at some policy options. What policy options would you suggest that they consider?
Go back to the Donald Trump days of securing the border, building the wall, having good common sense, national security and border security and immigration security policies that worked and did work. From the inception, Jeff, this administration has incentivized illegal immigration. Their policies have been horrible, and now it is coming home to roost. They've known this. They've been aware of this. In my role as the ranking member on Homeland Security for appropriations, I've been shouting this from the mountaintop for months. Now they're listening because they've got to listen, and it's out of control.
Congressman Chuck Fleischman joining us live on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. We have not only the problems with the criminal activity, the mere act of crossing the border in violation of law. That's a criminal act. They've got the COVID. There are crime issues. How bad is this situation in your mind? Because, again, you have access to information some of the rest of us obviously don't. How bad is it for folks across the country who might say, well, too bad for Texas, good thing I don't live there? It's bigger than that, though, right?
It's affecting all 50 states, and it's on every level. Fentanyl, drugs coming across, overdoses just skyrocketing. Why? Because fentanyl is pouring across. We've had more fentanyl seizures, Jeff, this year than in all of last year. But think about this. That's the stuff we're getting. What about the volume of these drugs that we're not getting? What about the catch and release? Releasing these illegal immigrants sometimes in the middle of the night all over the United States. This is a crisis created by Joe Biden and his administration. Mayorkas is a pawn, let's face it. He's taking orders. He's been trying to put the best face on this series of crises for months, and now it is far, far too late. We have got to go back. The buffer policy that Trump put in kept illegals in Mexico. He did away with that. If he could have done away with Title 42, he was going to, but since we've had a COVID spike, he couldn't do that. But there is no, the American people need to understand, Jeff, there is no recognizable, reasonable, understandable policy on the border from this administration. It's chaos coupled with chaos. You've got to restore law and order and follow the laws of the United States. So I'm saddened, but this has been coming into fruition for months.
Now, normally, Congressman, when we say something is a chaotic situation, the suggestion is more of incompetence, failure to plan, failure to execute a plan. I really believe this is getting to the point of deliberate policy. In other words, we may look at it as being chaotic, but it's part of a well-orchestrated long-term plan. Am I being too cynical?
I don't think you're being too cynical, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Mayorkas all know these policies are designed to do one thing. Look the other way when illegals come into this country, when drugs come into this country, when crime and disease come into this country, and much more importantly, any time we saw the great policies of President Trump's work and reduce illegal immigration and work through all these different things, what happened? They looked the other way. They denounced Trump's policies. They denounced Trump. And what they're doing is just placating their radical left wing, who has an agenda on all fronts that is detrimental to this country. And I've got to stress this, national security. It's beyond the immigration issue. We had 200,000 illegals come across just last month. Think about it this way. National security, there are people who want to do our country ill, who also know that southern border is porous and wide open. What are we going to do with these people that get in and we have no idea where they are in this country?
Congressman Chuck Fleischman joining us. He represents the 3rd District of the Great Tennessee, joining us live on the Todd Starnes program. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. There is a sense to me with this current administration and the ruling class in Washington that they do not have respect for their own citizens or for these people that they are, I would suggest explicitly, but let's go with implicitly encouraging to be here. They have no respect for humans if it doesn't fit into their master plan of control. That ties right into the whole sanctity of life and abortion. And you've been very active on this issue in trying to make sure that tax dollars don't go for this activity. Talk about that, if you would, please.
Well, Jeff, you're right. Anything that does not fit the mantra of the ultra-left agenda that they want to try to impose on this country is going to be attacked by the left. So the immigration failure and crises is just one part of it. You're absolutely right again. I have fought very hard to maintain the Hyde Amendment, which is well-settled American law on both sides of the aisle for over 40 years. I knew Henry Hyde. He was my congressman. He was the champion for pro-life. But these emboldened radical liberal Democrats want to see taxpayer funds used to fund abortion. And what are they going to do? They are going to try every way possible to repeal the Hyde Amendment. What that means for our listeners, please hear me loud and clear. The liberals want to use taxpayer dollars to fund abortion, taxpayer-funded abortion. We cannot allow that to happen. I will not allow that to happen. And basically what we will do, and this is something we can do, we will cause the appropriations process to grind to a halt. We will do that because they cannot pass an appropriations bill through budget reconciliation. So fortunately, myself and other members, Republican members on the Appropriations Committee, drew the line in the sand on Hyde. We will not let them repeal Hyde. And there's another amendment in there that they're trying to do where a doctor, they want to force doctors who do not want to commit abortions to have to do those procedures. That's outrageous as well. We're going to fight them on both of those. And I assure you, Jeff, we will win.
There is no greater fight than the one you just outlined. No more important fight than the one you just outlined. Let me ask you finally, Congressman, if I can impose on you for another question. I mentioned to the audience in the last hour I went to the grocery store last night. I had very few bags, and I was a lot lighter in the wallet. And I got to get gas on the way home for the car. And I'm spending, almost a dollar a gallon more than I did last year at this time. What do you hear from your constituents in Tennessee's 3rd District about this inflation? Because I'm guessing most of them didn't get a 5% increase so they could keep pace with the Consumer Price Index.
Well, this is, again, another direct result. You can't get away, Jeff, from common sense economic policies. I view the United States economy as an economic ecosystem, and the Biden attacks to this economy, and let me be specific, we have abundant oil, gas, coal resources in this country, commodities in this country. What they do, unfortunately, with Biden, Harris, and their minions have done, Pelosi and Schumer included, have worked to basically have policies, doing away with the pipeline, abandoning that, making sure that you're seeing the price of oil go through the roof. If you increase labor costs, production costs, natural resources costs, you're going to see that drive prices up. That's bad for the middle class. That's bad for the poor. That's bad for our country. I just don't know how much this economy can take with the Biden-Harris agenda. And when I hearken back to the great position, not the good position, the great position we were in under President Donald Trump and Republican, conservative, common sense leadership across the boards in this country. I go to bed at night very saddened and very concerned, sir.
I wish it was more optimistic, but I have a feeling you're going to have a good weekend talking to people and being back in Chattanooga. So drive safely, Congressman. Thank you for the time today. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, sir.
Jeff, thank you so much. Keep praying for our country. We will turn this around. Thank you.
Well, there is no alternative. We have to. Representative Chuck Fleischman, 3rd District, the great state of Tennessee, joining us live on the Todd Starnes Show. Coast to coast and at toddstarnes.com. Well, you've heard from two different, very strong members of the GOP caucus in Washington in this hour of the program. What's your response? Let's hear it. 844-747-8868. toddstarnes.com is the website. Todd is on such things as Twitter and Gitter and Parler at Todd Starnes. You know that. He's on the Instagram at Todd Starnes FNC. You can follow me, by the way, if you'd be so kind, at Iowa Politics. That's IOWA, state where I live, at Iowa Politics. I don't do the Facebook thing, but I've got the Twitter and the Gitter and the Parler and the Instagram. I think that's what I have. This is ridiculous, isn't it? But we have to have all of these because one could get shut down at any moment. That's all right. Whatever it takes to get this message out, 844-747-8868. Oh, by the way, have I mentioned today that if you go to toddstarnes.com, you can pick up some really excellent reading material? You might not be aware, but Todd has a new book out. Of course you're aware because you helped make it a top seller. Our Daily Biscuit. Great, great book. Our Daily Biscuit, Todd Starnes and Michelle Cox. Go to toddstarnes.com and pick up a couple of copies. They're small, right? They're nice little small books. This is not like, you know, this huge textbook kind of thing. It's a delightful, informative, insightful read. Pick up a couple of copies because, as I told you before, you're going to read it. You're going to tell somebody how great it is. They're going to ask to borrow it. You're going to loan it to them, and then they're going to conveniently forget to give it back. That's why you need two, so you always have one handy. Our Daily Biscuit at toddstarnes.com. I've got to make a note. I have got to have Todd come back on my program in Iowa to talk about the book, but he's been too busy doing things. We're going to make that happen sooner than later. We're going to make our conversation happen at 844-747-8868. After this short break, I'm Jeff Stein in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, coming to you from my home base at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. I do a program right before Todd's live show. And if you're so inclined and want to check that out sometime, we do stream it live at KXEL.com, KXEL.com. I start at 9 in the morning in the Central Time Zone for 2 hours, and we're actually going to expand that to 3 hours because Apparently, I'm not working hard enough, but I haven't told the audience yet, so keep that to yourself. But right now, weekdays 9 to 11 Central, Todd, of course, is with you at 11. So we were talking with two different members of the United States Congress during this hour of the program. And in each of those conversations, we talked about a statistic, more than 200,000, 12,000 people crossed the border into this country last month alone. All right, now let's put some of this into context. I'm going to repeat it again. 200,000 people came into this country without benefit of legal paperwork just last month alone. The census data came out yesterday, and we don't have all of the details, but at least where I live in my state of Iowa, we heard about metro areas growing, rural areas declining, same story every place, all right? But the census numbers came out. So now we're thinking of populations, all right? I will ask each of you in Starnes Nation right now, think of a town in your state that has 200,000 people. Now, where I live in the state of Iowa, there's only one city. The capital city of Des Moines has more than 200,000 people. There are other metro areas that may reach that, but work along here with me. Think of a city or a county, if that helps, a couple of cities together, of 200,000 people. You know what kind of size that is, right? You know what kind of density of population that is. So imagine that city dropped into the middle of your state some month, and another city of the same size dropped into another one of our states the next month. Because if that's the rate, 200,000 a month, you could plunk one of those cities of 200,000 people in every one of our 50 states and still have 2 weeks of more people coming in before the end of the year. Right? 50 states, 52 years, or 52 weeks in a year. So just think about these. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, okay, the Cedar Rapids, Iowa metropolitan area, that many people came into this country illegally in the last month alone. Or think of, maybe you've got a town of 20,000, town of 50,000. You see how this works. Take that population and just say, there. We're going to increase the population of this country with people who are not here with any tracking, any benefit of paperwork, any testing to see if they're super spreaders. None of this. But we're going to do that every single month. Now, granted, that number of 212,000 may have been a little high. Okay, I don't care. 100,000. It's too darn many. Regardless, it's too darn many. So just put that into context. We hear these numbers, and it's kind of like when they spend $1 trillion, it's monopoly money. No, it isn't. It's our money. It's our country. Thanks for being along on this hour of the program. Hope you can stay around for hour three. Jeff Stein, what a privilege to be here to talk to you folks. Thank you, Mr. Starnes, for allowing me to do it. I'll be back after the break. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Drive
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, we welcome you to this hour of the Todd Starnes radio program, coast to coast on more than 100 patriotic radio stations, and streaming live at ToddStarnes.com. Hello, I'm Jeff Stein from News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa. The 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching Middle America with accurate news and reasonable views and proud Todd Starnes radio affiliate. Todd is taking a planned day off today. Everything is great. He's just getting to take a little summer vacation. In his case, it's barely a day, and I'm sure he's still working, doing other things, but I hope he's enjoying it and getting a bit of a three-day weekend. It is a true privilege, as always, to talk to you, Starnes Nation, something I never take for granted, and I hope you'll join us for this nationwide conversation at 844-747-8868, same number you're used to, 844-747-8868. We'll get to your phone calls in the next segment, but joining us now live on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is a return guest to the program. She is Dr. Wendy Patrick. She is a career prosecutor, an attorney, a news analyst. She also writes columns for PsychologyToday.com. You have seen her on Newsmax and Real America's Voice, and now joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. Dr. Wendy Patrick, how are you today? Good to talk to you.
Hey. It's always a pleasure to join you, Jeff.
All right, so let's talk about two guys named Andrew who, in one respect, don't have much in common, but I bet we'll find a way to make the connection. It was, I think, Tuesday of this week, as this very radio program was coming on the air, that the governor of New York literally gave his 2 weeks' notice. I didn't know as a governor you had to give 2 weeks' notice. Most of us do at jobs, but Governor Cuomo said, I'm resigning, and it's in 14 days. That struck me as odd. I don't think he needed to get any more credit for a higher government pension. What do you think's going on here?
Well, first of all, Jeff, they do have one big thing in common. They've both been sued for sexual misconduct. Remember, Prince Andrew got sued just this week, and we all know about the suits against Governor Cuomo. But yeah, the two-week notice. So people were scratching their heads at first, but then thinking about this as a very practical matter, I mean, he has to find another place to live, number one. you've lived in the governor's mansion for however many terms he's been there, and it's been a long time. And then there's also the issue of the transition. Now, I know the counterargument. Some people are saying, well, gosh, it should have been not 2 weeks, but 2 hours. You could do the transition by just consulting with your replacement in the interim. But, you never know what behind the scenes is involved in, making that really incredible structure of power ready to go and ready for Kathy to step up and take the reins. But one thing I think he should have done is explained why the 2 weeks. Instead, it's been just delightful listening to the banter on the radio and television programs as we all sort of have our own take on it. But many people would have liked it to be a quicker exit, that's for sure.
Well, and obviously he started that news. Well, it wasn't even a news conference. He did not take questions, so he was just delivering a statement. His attorney had just come on and criticized the allegations, picking apart pieces of the report. He came on and denied that he had done anything wrong, mollified it a little bit with the, I thought I was being friendly, they thought I was being forward, and then boom, here comes this resignation. I suppose given how much he had really been doubling down in the days before to simply walk away that day, that really would cause much more turmoil for citizens of New York, regardless of your political affiliation or your feeling about this topic.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point. It doesn't seem like he was prepared for the 165-page report from the New York Attorney General to say what it did. And I say that because he was so steadfast in his denials all the way up to and after that report came out that you wonder the extent to which he was caught off guard as to the strength of those allegations, as to the sheer volume of the allegations. I remember, Jeff, you and I were saying at one point last year, and then there were seven when we had finally seven accusers. Well, since that report, now there's 11, and they're very detailed. and they're very disturbing. So it's probably true, as you say, that you can't just make us, I mean, think about just those of us that are regular people. If somebody said, okay, you're going to move out of your house today, that wouldn't happen. Or you're going to give up a job and everything that goes with it, and it's going to happen this afternoon. So I guess he does need a little bit of time to get everything in order to make the exit. But it also, I watched that news conference too, and it was almost like, I'm going to make the defense of the case, and then I'm also going to resign. So it wasn't one of those falling on your sword resignations. It was more of a defense-oriented resignation. I suppose he has to do that, Jeff, because of the civil, potential criminal, and political pressure he's under and the allegations he faces.
He was not inconsistent, at least, and that's something that, again, you would look at. He still denied everything. So, again, if I'm the lawyer on a civil case, I'm watching to see does he start making admissions. But with regard to resignation as opposed to what looked like certain impeachment, when I was younger, I can recall when President Nixon resigned, and it was just simply a resignation to avoid impeachment. There are those who say that Governor Cuomo resigned so that he would have a political future, because according to the Constitution in New York, if you're impeached, you cannot hold public office. Is that is there any merit, do you think, to that from a news analysis standpoint? Does he really think that this will blow over and he might be back in some seat of power somewhere?
Perhaps, because there's always a difference of opinion as to whether or not he can still be impeached now that he has voluntarily resigned. He basically would probably think that through, and I'm sure, you know, he has lawyers, and, you know, the who's paying for his lawyers, I know that's another big question on people's minds today, but he's getting advised as to how to navigate this huge issue without precluding necessarily him running for public office again. Now, some might think, oh, there's no way he could win again. And remember, Congressman Wiener ran again the whole, you know, scandal that he endured, didn't win. But there's nothing about being the position that Governor Cuomo's in that would mean he wouldn't want to leave that door open. So what remains to be seen is whether or not the legislators can, in fact, find a way to impeach him, even though he voluntarily resigned. And they are still talking about that. You know, should this effectively end the impeachment investigation that he was facing? Because remember, they were moving quickly in the assembly to ousting him from office after they read that 165-page report. But is that sufficient accountability to simply say, well, he's resigned, so he's become accountable? Most people say no. So they are still going to be talking next steps. And next Monday is the day we keep hearing. But at that time, they're going to be brainstorming, you know, is there a path forward impeachment-wise, even though he's voluntarily relinquished the reins for now?
And as you noted quite accurately, there are criminal investigations, there are civil lawsuits. All of those still move forward. Just because he threw in the towel from elective office doesn't stop any of that. Wendy Patrick joining us on the Todd Starnes Show. You can find her online at WendyPatrickPhD.com or on the Twitter machine at WendyPatrickPhD. Well, that's one Andrew. Now the other Andrew, the one who had the reputation in the British press as Randy Andy at times. This is a really tragic situation, if true. So tell us about the young woman who has now filed a lawsuit against him.
Okay, well, yeah, the nicknames are something, aren't they? You know, I know President Trump was the master of nicknames, and if he gave it to you, it stuck.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, you know, this is a royal. I mean, we are talking about Prince Andrew, and remember when all of this scandal broke and he was tied to Jeffrey Epstein and that photograph came out last year, you know, he really, to a large extent, stepped back from his royal duties. How would you like to be the beloved queen right about now? If it's not Harry and Meghan, it's one of her sons, or it's now it's Prince Andrew. I mean, it's just one thing after another. But, you know, every country has this issue where when you have somebody that lives elsewhere that gets accused here in America, we talk about two things. We talk about extradition, number one, and then, of course, we want to talk about voluntary cooperation on the other hand. What we don't talk about with Prince Andrew is sovereign immunity because he's not a head of state. You know, there may be palace intrigue, but there's no palace immunity. So that's the question on everybody's mind today, because his accuser filed her lawsuit on, you know, right before the statute of limitation closes this weekend, and she's suing him for sexual assault. This is the kind of lawsuit that doesn't trigger extradition. So we can't subpoena him, put him on a plane, do a perp walk, and fly him to the U.S. because it's a civil suit. These are not criminal charges. So the best, I suppose, we can talk about with respect to what's going to happen now is we do understand from the lawyers that his accuser is seeking both compensatory and punitive damages, which probably will be substantial, and that this trial will be an empty chair. So he will be sued in absentia. He won't be there, but the lawsuit will go forward nonetheless.
The benefit of that is what? Not only for the mental health, shall we say, I don't mean that in a derogatory way, of the victim to be able to have a day in court to try to get some level of accountability, but I suppose at some point you can try to transfer a judgment against assets that might be in this country.
Well, that sounds like something that's got to be closely analyzed over a long period of time, if and when we do actually have a judgment here. But that's a very good point in that sometimes people really misjudge the effectiveness of what a civil suit can accomplish. And you just brought up two of the most valuable assets that can be tied in with civil suits. The first, of course, is the emotional component, the value of closure, the value of justice delayed, not being justice denied, even in absentia, holding somebody accountable for something that they did. And on the other hand, in a very tangible manner, the next questions being asked would in fact be, you know, we've got this judgment, how do we enforce it?
And again, that's one of the things, as a lawyer, I know you would get a judgment against someone, and then the person who receives the judgment says, well, where's my money? Well, you can get a judgment. The trick is collecting. And that's a problem whether they're in this country in the jurisdiction or not.
I was just going to make that joke, Jeff. That's a problem when you have both parties sitting in chairs in front of a jury. The problem always becomes, okay, now get blood out of the turnip. Although with Prince Andrew, I am sure that that won't be the issue. You brought up the issue. It's going to be a matter of collection. So we have a default judgment if that's entered. Now then, what process do we put into place multi-jurisdictionally or at least bi-jurisdictionally to try to make that happen? Now, even though there are different mechanisms around the world, different places in process for this, we also have to factor in, let me make it a little more complicated, the diplomatic dynamics of this to begin with. So that sort of is an overlay on everything we've talked about, because good relationships are very important to ensure future cooperation on other cases. So all of that needs to be worked out. Best case scenario, Prince Andrew would cooperate, but you and I both watched the few unfortunate interviews he's given already on this matter. So just gauging from the way he did there, I very much doubt he's going to be interviewed again.
If I'm his lawyer and I'm not looking for the job, I would advise not doing it. She's an attorney.
Amen.
She's an author.
As
she's an analyst. She is Dr. Wendy Patrick. Thank you so much for the time and the intelligent conversation. As always, I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
WendyPatrickPhD.com is the website, and she also has a radio program on The Answer San Diego, Saturday night, 6 o'clock local time there, if you'd like to check that out. All right, we've got a few more segments where you have a chance to connect with us and have this national conversation. You do it by calling 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. Thanks for being along. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Hey,
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today on the program. 844-747-8868 is how you can connect with us and share your thoughts. 844-747-8868. We told you a while ago that the Pentagon would be holding a news conference on Afghanistan during this hour. That's going on right now. And as I'm monitoring it, it's staggering. Frankly, I mean, for example, they are saying things like, we are concerned by the Taliban speed. Really? Did you not see that coming? We just sent 3,000 troops to Kabul. The administration spokesperson says we do not know if they are in harm's way. Oh, my goodness. A majority of the country is now in Taliban control. It's just staggering. We'll keep following that and talk about it a bit more in the next half hour of the program. We were just talking with Wendy Patrick, and again, you see her on Newsmax and Real America's Voice and some great channels like that, in addition to following her on Twitter at Wendy Patrick, PhD. I think it's interesting. I'm going back now to the Andrew Cuomo situation. Democrats had a lock on the governor's mansion prior to his malfeasance coming to light. It is too bad that when there were allegations of impropriety, sexual harassment, etc., in the past, they were just kind of ignored. It's too bad that they stop investigations into what appears to be a written policy under his signature that condemned seniors to almost certain death because of COVID. Right now, these New York Democrats are mad. Squandered opportunity, right? So now you're going to have the lieutenant governor take over. She has already said she intends to run next year. That's probably not what the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, wanted to hear, because she has aspirations as well. So if there is any way to have an impeachment, they're going to want to do it. They need to take some aggression out, if you will, on this governor who basically is giving Republicans, to some degree, a real leg up, not only for the legislative races, but also for the governor's race. Now, I suppose you could turn that the other way and say, if they were stuck with Cuomo as a nominee, and of course there's no indication he would have gotten the nomination if challenged next year. But, you know, these folks who were lining up to run against Cuomo, well, now he's gone, right? You know, I mean, you were going to, you know, direct your attention toward Cuomo. All right, he's gone. So now you're going to have to direct your attention against perhaps the first female governor of the state who took over or will take over in a week, who will have taken over in at a very, very bad time. Does that buy her a little bit? I don't know. I do find it interesting, too. Joe Biden seems to think Cuomo's okay. He really likes Gavin Newsom. Don't get rid of him. We'll talk about that and more after the break. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Hello, I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show. Pre-planned day off for Mr. Starnes today, well-deserved, and he'll be back with you on Monday. This is really an interesting thing as we watch this Pentagon briefing going on in real time at, what, a little after 2:30 Eastern time on Friday. You have a Pentagon spokesperson saying, yes, the troops are going into harm's way. Yes, the Taliban is moving more swiftly than we had thought. And yeah, we're concerned by all of this. I mean, holy cow. It's as if they did not see it coming, and I'm guessing most of you listening did see it coming. In Memphis, do we have the audio with John Kirby by chance? Let's hear it then, please.
Okay. Separately, as we've seen the different provincial capitals fall, is the Department of Defense surprised at how quickly it seems that the Afghan National Army has collapsed under Taliban pressure?
We are certainly concerned by the speed with which the Taliban has been moving. As we've said from the very beginning, this is a it still is a moment for Afghan national security and defense forces, as well as their political leadership. No outcome has to be inevitable here. I'm not going to speculate about surprise. We're obviously watching this just like you're watching this and seeing it happen in real time, and it's deeply concerning. It's, in fact, the deteriorating conditions are a factor, a big factor, in why the president has approved this mission to help support the reduction of personnel there in Kabul. So, I mean, we're adjusting as best we can given those conditions. And again, this is a moment for the Afghans to unite the leadership and in the military. No outcome has to be inevitable here.
No outcome has to be inevitable. But you sure led this one to happen. Let's just have the Afghan people all rise up. Okay, who's going to be there to support them? We just pulled out. And it has been proven, it was speculated earlier, now it's proven, that sadly, the non-Taliban forces can't hold ground. No outcome is inevitable. Well, okay. But I think you're getting a pretty good sense of how this is going to go. In the first hour today, if you were kind enough to be with us, we were talking about the fact that this is of great concern at a number of levels. Were they lying to us just a few weeks ago when the president said words that were written for him along the lines of, I'd be, you know, the chance of the Taliban just swooping in, taking, I know that's not going to happen. Well, as the kids say, that tweet did not age very well, one including that quote. So were they lying to us? That's bad. Were they so ill-informed with bad information that they made a bad choice, again, based upon that bad information? Well, that's inexcusable. Shouldn't we have the best data, the best intelligence, the best information? The best fighting force? Well, as long as it's gender balanced and as long as they learn critical race theory, I guess that's what's important, right? No, it's clearly not what's important. And again, when I make these comments, I want to be very clear. This is not a criticism of anyone wearing a uniform. Anyone who volunteered, because that's what you do, we don't have a draft, anyone who volunteered to serve this nation, I am not in any way critical. It's the direction from Washington, playing politics with people's lives. Now, because of their decision, we're sending 3,000 troops in to help evacuate embassies, get Americans out of there. It was noted by Mr. Starnes earlier that this is like the fall of Saigon. And lest some of you trolls, I said this before, but it bears repeating, lest some of you trolls say, well, there goes that Starnes again. Any failure is going to be, you know, it's Vietnam all over again. Washington Post made that assertion separately today in a column. That this is the optic, like the fall of Saigon 46 years ago, if my math is correct, 46 years ago. With U.S. personnel knocking people off of the helicopters, leaving those people to be subject to who knows what by invading forces. That's not the image Biden wanted, but that is what it is. Politico talked about this being his Saigon moment. So when Politico and the Washington Post draw the inevitable comparison, the comparison all of us have, it's not a political partisan assertion. And it shows, again, we either have malfeasance in terms of lying, or we have incompetence in terms of we don't have good data and therefore we're making bad decisions. I don't know what the other choice is. Neither of those is good. Our people deserve better. The people we claim to help deserve better. You're going to start a war, finish it. You're going to engage in nation building, do it right. Or stay out. Russia tried, they couldn't do it. We've tried, well, we see what's happening. China, you're next. I bet they can do it. They'll unleash a virus. That will soften up the population. Oh, heavens. This is not a good way to end this week. By the way, Todd took today off for vacation, which is tremendous because he works too hard. I have asserted privately that he is probably starting work on yet another book right now, which would not surprise me. But I wanted to do an experiment. So I'm just, this is going to make excellent radio because I'm going to type onto the computer. So I'm typing right now, toddstarnes.com. I can't spell com. Com, C-O-M. Gee, Manetley, this is going to go well. All right. So there's the website, and then they're right there at the top of the page. It says store. All right, I click on store. And the gerbils are, there it is. Gerbils are running on the treadmill to keep my internet running. And there it is, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl by Todd Starnes and Michelle Cox. It's right there. ToddStarnes.com, click store, and there it is. And you click on it, and it's amazing. It takes you to a page where you can order an autographed copy. Okay, so if I add that to the cart, and it's doing it, and now I can check out. Really? Is that how this works? It's this easy? Is this what I'm led to believe? It is this easy to get yourself a copy of Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl? Well, yes, I'll proceed to check out right now. See, look how this, you can do this while I'm talking. I'm doing it while I'm talking. ToddStarnes.com, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You'll thank yourself once you get the book. And it is one of these really fun reads where you then kind of stop. You have these books sometimes where you read something and then you stop and you look up and go, oh, okay. Because it all kind of comes together for you in a unique way for yourself. It's not just words on a page. They come alive to you so you then make connections in your own life. And then, of course, there are recipes too. And how bad can that be? So again, toddstarns.com, and click on store, and you can get a copy of Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. 844-747-8868 is the number. We still have time to talk to you, and I'd love to do that. 844-747-8868. So the Iowa State Fair started. We get a million people here over the course of 11 days. The left says it's a super spreader event, and everybody else says, go away, leave us alone. So it was announced about a week ago, thereabouts, that Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to go to the Iowa State Fair. The heads exploded up and down the line of the liberal side of the bench, which for me I find entertaining. Wait a minute, what does she think she's going to do coming to the Iowa State Fair? Well, maybe she wants a pork chop on a stick. Maybe she wants to see the famous butter cow, which really is the coolest thing. They've had it for more than 100 years, and a woman from my hometown was the sculptor of it for like 50 years. It's a life-size cow made out of butter. It's just fantastic, all right? So she announces she's going to come to Iowa, and they go nuts because that's what politicians do. They go to the Iowa State Fair, they're seen walking around, and everybody says, oh, presidential aspirations. She just drove them nuts with that. At this point, I don't even care if she comes because the damage is done on that side. But apparently they're going to have, she and Matt Gaetz are going to hold a rally in Des Moines just down the road from the State Fair next Thursday. Once again, it's just tremendous. It's tremendous to see the people on the left, if you will, grabbing a fan, clutching their pearls, and claiming they have the vapors. I'm really looking forward to seeing how that turns out. By the way, I have another fair-related story for you that we'll talk about after the break. What do Conrad, Big Shot, and the Irish Cowboy have in common? Now, this sounds like a dirty joke. It is not. It is a very fair question. What do Conrad, Big Shot, and the Irish Cowboy have in common? I'll tell you after this break. You should be buying that book at toddstarns.com. You know, you can control the mouse with your right hand. Use your left hand and call us at 844-747-8868. It's your last chance to talk to America before the weekend and before Todd comes back. 844-747-8868. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Todd Starnes radio program, coast to coast and at toddstarnes.com. I'm Jeff Stein, filling in for Todd today, who's enjoying a pre-planned day of vacation. He'll be back raring to go on Monday. Still some time for you to sneak in at 844-747-8868. I always run out of time at the end of the program. I start hearing Toby Keith music, and I can't say things fast enough. So thanks again, Todd, for letting me fill in. It is such a privilege to talk to you, Starnes Nation. never want anybody to think I take that for granted. So, Todd, thank you for trusting me with the microphone. And Caleb and Kyle and Avery and Grace, everybody at Team Todd, they just do such a great job, makes this so easy, because then all I have to do is sit here and talk. How hard is that, right? We've gotten an update. This is interesting. A CDC advisory panel has unanimously voted to recommend an extra dose of both the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines for immunocompromised people. Well, you saw where this was going, right? And now you hear municipalities requiring not one but two masks on people. I mean, this is not over. I said this before when I was on. I'll say it again. The vaccination is a medical decision between you and your doctor, given your specific situation. I'm not telling you what I did or did not do, because I don't want to skew things that way. Some people think it's their role to advocate. It's my role to give you information. That's my role as a radio host, is to give you information and urge you to make a decision that is based on good information, and that includes talking to a doctor. You know your medical condition. I don't. I'm not going to go tell you to get a medical procedure, and that includes a vaccination. And so this concept of one-size-fits-all medicine, that was Obamacare. Same people running it. So in any case, that's the latest from the CDC. We were talking earlier this hour with Dr. Wendy Patrick, an attorney and news analyst that you see on Newsmax and Real America's Voice. We were talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo and impeachment. This just passed by the Associated Press within the past 15 minutes or so. The New York State Assembly will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Cuomo once he steps down. This comes from the Speaker of the Assembly, Carl, is it pronounced Heastie or Hestie? I don't know. I'll say Heastie. That's kind of how it looks. The State Attorney General released the report last week. Cuomo announced he would resign. The announcement was Tuesday. He gave his 2 weeks' notice. The speaker said that the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it cannot impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. Here's the kick, though. The speaker said the evidence the committee had already gathered could likely have resulted in articles of impeachment had he not resigned. So he might get out of the impeachment even after he leaves office. I still say one of the reasons that he didn't leave right away, he thought he'd have 2 weeks to try to figure out how to stay in office. I'm quitting. Well, unless, yeah, it's not going to happen. All right. I asked this question before the break, and this is how we're going to end the week here on the Todd Starnes radio program. Conrad, Big Shot, and the Irish Cowboy. No, that is not the punchline to a Johnny Carson Karnak routine. That would have been a great one, though. But no, those are the names of the big winners at day one of the Iowa State Fair yesterday. And I tell you this because this is state fair time around the country. Just get a load of some of the livestock here. Conrad, the first one, he won the Super Bowl contest. He weighed in at 3,040 pounds. For those of you who know this stuff, that's 1.5 tons, an Angus bull, beat his nearest rival by 152 pounds. The Super Bowl, this is how we roll here in Iowa, by the way. We have a Super Bowl contest, 3,040 pounds. Then there is the animal known as Big Shot. He is a Suffolk ram. We had an interloper from Missouri who entered that. He came in at 418 pounds. As far as I'm concerned, it's the Iowa State Fair. We love you folks from Mercer. You're close neighbors, but you're still Missouri. But yet the Missouri ram came in to win the big ram contest. The reserve champion actually was from Grinnell, Iowa, only 27.5 pounds behind that Big Shot ram at 418. And as for the big boar winner, no, it is not John Kerry. They retired the title after he kept winning big boar all the time. This is actually a different kind of boar. The Irish Cowboy, a 5.5-year crossbred from a town called Monticello, Iowa, 1,288 pounds. So we have a bull there at more than 3,000 pounds, a ram at more than 400 pounds, and a boar at nearly 1,300 pounds. Now that, my friends, is a lot of prime livestock, and it shows you that the folks in Middle America very proudly feed the world in a number of ways. It's not just crops, it's livestock, it's values, it's so much more. So many people think you go to the grocery store to get food. That's not where food comes from. So as we close this week, just remember, the heartland, all of us, we are what makes it work. I hope you have time to worship. I hope you have time for family. And I hope you have time to come back when Todd returns on Monday. I'm Jeff Stein. Thanks to all of you. This has been the Todd Starn Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.